Let's take a look at the benefit of time. We said in the presentation that stocks are risky in the short term, and they are. But in the long term, it turns out that unless the world falls apart, they're a pretty good deal. So here are time periods for the sample mutual fund that we looked at in Chapter 4. Over 80 years. And in the course of those 80 years, if you had put your money away for just 1 year, it turns out that there's about a one-third chance that you're going to lose money. Well, it makes sense. You had to pay the 5.75% commission up front, so there you go. You have to beat that just to break even. However, if you extend your time horizon to 3 years, it drops from about one in three chance, to about one in seven chance. You see what happens? It drops from 33% chance of losing money down to 14%. Not bad. And then if we extend our time horizon to 5 years, it drops from 1 in 6, 1 in 7, down to 1 in 14, right? Not 1 in 14, yeah, about 1 in 13 or so. It drops again in half, more than in half. So we have 8% chance of losing money in 5 year periods. But as long as we've held on for 10 years or longer, we have always made money in this particular mutual fund. There are other mutual funds that don't have as good a track record, and there are no guarantees that this will continue into the future. Sorry. But I think it's pretty good, isn't it? Pretty good track record? Yeah, exactly. And so this is the kind of long-term perspective you need. See ya.